Sup. The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah. Future Bachelor. Get your skateboard and cranberry juice.
Hell yeah.
Future Bachelor, my name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 133. Yeah! Ooh, we had to start off with that vibe. You know, Fleetwood Mac is one of the dopest groups ever. It's perfect for spoopy season right now. You know, I used to watch, I still do, but American Horror Story, and there's like a whole season with the witches where like Stevie Nicks is part of like the witches in the show,
the
and
father.
She also plays herself, so it's pretty crazy. And I went through a phase where like I was listening to a bunch of like Hall & Oates and like Fleetwood Mac and all those like groups back then. So you know, it's kind of crazy to see what the effect of one TikTok can do. You know, and how it's like just gone. This song has gone viral over the last week. You've been seeing all the videos of it, of course, right?
Yeah, it's like this one guy. I feel like his name is like 420 something
dog. Like 220 or some shit like that. Essentially, he just got on his skateboard, and I feel like I have a dog hair. You ever like have like a hair on the side of your eye, and you're just like,
yeah, it's like I've had it where it's like stuck in my eyelash, or even sometimes kind of stuck to my contact, yeah. And then you're just like, well, this goes my day.
Yeah. So, speaking of hair in your face, dog face, you know, yes. Did this viral TikTok where he's like drinking some like Ocean Spray cranberry. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people have done their own versions of it and everything. But, like, it's pretty wild how something like that is, like, taking over the internet. Like, what? Why?
Yeah. And then, like, I think, like, Ocean Spray, like, sent him a bunch of, like, cranberry juice.
And I think they bought him a car.
Yeah. And then there's been some, obviously, there's been parodies and there's been memes about it. And there's been one where it shows, like, it's him, but it's, like, with Trump's face. Drinking Clorox.
Yeah, I've seen
we'll get
those.
Into that.
And people go people just like legit just like what is it called? Beating a dead horse. Like they like you know, the second it's like this been viral for like a week, and now a week later it's become like even more like famous for being or recognized for being viral that people now like are late on like making all these like parodies on it and stuff. But regardless, like what like the effect of something like this, like we've been talking about in past episodes with like Timberland and his verses with Swizz Beatz and stuff, like something like this can bring a song back after like decades of like not being on the charts to like now being back on the charts. It's pretty incredible. Like, you know, just us playing it right now like is part of like, you know, all the hype around Fleetwood Mac's music right now. It was just perfect timing. People needed a good vibe, and that video definitely gives off a good vibe. So, speaking of vibes, how you been vibing, V? What's been going on in your world?
I've been vibing. You know, football season is truly in full swing. Mm-hmm. I went to a Mizzou alumni friend's house. His name is Chad. He has a smoker. He smoked us some pork. We had some pulled pork sandwiches. We had the whole deal to watch Mizzou just be awful. So, but you know, it's fun. It's fun to watch the games, and I'm now officially out of. I do a survivor pool with some of my with a large group of people, and you like have to pick a SEC team every week to win their game, and you're supposed to like only pick each team once, and then by the end you'll have like, you know, who's supposed to be your champion if you make it that far, whatever. And a bunch of our pool got out this past week because Mississippi State sucks. So it's always fun, though. I like these things. I didn't do a fantasy football team this year, but I usually like that kind of stuff. It makes it interesting, gets me involved. But yeah, you know, did that.
Sunday we ended up meeting up with the sports all playing, which was a fun day. Like I just went, I was home all weekend mixing on a song.
You were.
So I got out on Sunday, met up with you. That was really cool. I went over to the park for a little bit, met Lex's parents. They were really nice. So, you know, it was really easy weekend. You know, we're gearing up for a trip here in a couple weeks. So I've just been like kind of looking forward to that more than trying to get too crazy on these weekends, you know, leading up to that. But anything else you do this weekend? Anything else interesting?
I feel like you're probing me.
I'm just like one last probe before, you know, is there any probings? I don't know, whatever. Let's just take this plane out of this quick hits, V. What do we got for some quick hits? Quick hits!
No! You're skipping your own segment that you wanted to add.
Oh, okay. Let's fly back to, like, whoa! And then bring it back to a segment because, like, you know, new segments sometimes you skip over because they're so new. But let's not skip over this one. We got a new segment. Yo, and this week's segment of What Are We Watching? V, tell me, what are you watching?
Well, part of my weekend was going over to my friend Amy's house with my friend Morgan to watch the Savage Fenty Fashion Show 2.0.
Okay.
So they obviously filmed this one during this quarantine time. So it didn't have an audience. It was all done in like kind of like it seems like this big warehouse where they had different sets and like different vibes for different parts of Brianna's lingerie collections. And, you know, there was big performers. There's big artists and performers, like people who were in the show and then people who actually performed, like Miguel performed, Rosalia performed, Bad Bunny performed, Lizzo was in the show, Rico Nasty was in the show, Normani was in the show. There was a lot of, it was beautiful. I mean, I don't think it was as good as the first one. I think it, the first
Rihanna?
One. Huh?
Did you get to see Rihanna?
Yeah, she was fully in the show multiple times, which like.
Okay.
She's banging. She's looking fine as hell. You know, it's just, and it's choreographed by one of my favorite dancers and choreographers, Paris Goebel, and one of my other favorite dancers, Jade Genoweth, is one of the main dancers in it. And it's just such a well produced show. It's just beautiful.
Okay. Well, so you're watching that. What else are you watching?
I watched an all-time fave, actually my all-time favorite movie of all time. I said that multiple times.
Jesus.
But Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
And it was on, I was actually about to watch something else, but I turned on my TV and it was on E! And I was like, I can't say no. Like, this is my everything. That's like what got me into journalism because I wanted to work at a fashion magazine. how times have changed. But, you know, it's just
a magazine?
A nice, huh?
What's a magazine?
Hey, magazines are still around.
I'm just joking. Anyways, well, that's cool. And anything else that you watch?
Yeah, so like speaking of Devil Wears Prada, there's a ton of memes going around because of this new kind of viral show on Netflix. It's called Emily in Paris. It stars Lily Collins, and she's also one of the producers on it. And it's, I think, by the creator of Sex in the City and stuff like that. So people have been comparing it to that, which I don't think it's anything like Sex in the City, really, besides the fact that they wear like these outrageous, amazing outfits. But it's been the most ridiculous show to watch. Like, I don't know if I can fully recommend it because it's like truly the corniest, ridiculous thing. Like, I posted a video to my Instagram story, but I was 35 seconds into this show, and it's so she's like based in Chicago, and then she gets the opportunity of a lifetime to go for her marketing firm to Paris.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but like the first scene that they show is her running on the lakefront in the city of Chicago in a giant puffer jacket. No one in their right mind in the city of Chicago would do that. Also, she slanders Lou Malnati's, which is one of the top deep dish pizzas. So I'm just saying it's crazy and it's unfounded in what most of it is saying. And also, like, it's obviously written by older people because, like, she's supposed to be kind of like this influencer, like telling them how to do their social media. And it must be what old people think influencers or social media looks like, because like she like is posting the most random shit, and like all of a sudden she like is going up by thousands and thousands of followers, and it's like, this is not how this works.
Yeah, like, I honestly I believe it. It sounds like a very interesting show. I might have to check it out. I'm actually going to I watched one thing. Like, I don't know how you did all those things this weekend and watched all those things, but I watched one thing this weekend. It's called Welcome to Sudden Death. And you know, it's weird because I don't think the name of it like adds up to like what the movie was, but it was like, it was pretty much like Die Hard, like that. But it was like,
okay,
it was like the Black Die Hard, and this guy's like, you know, used to be ex-military, like, but now he's like a cop at this like basketball arena, and like, you know, some terrorists come in and like try to like kill everybody, and he has to save the day. So I think it's like a sequel to like a 1995 movie of like a similar name called Sudden Death with Jean-Claude Van Damme. But it was rated top 10 on Netflix, and you should check it out. It's pretty good. Pretty good, fun family, you know, action movie. You know,
family friendly action movie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's title makes it
actually
seem
no
like
it's not a family movie, actually. There's just a lot of
killing. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, you sure?
Anyways, well, now that we talked about what we were watching, and I'm still watching New Girl, so why don't we get into Quick Hits? Who's that guy? It's I. Anyways, what do we got for some Quick Hits?
So, speaking of the Savage Fenty show, there's a little bit of controversy that Rihanna went to, you know, social media, both her platform and Savage Fenty's platform and things like that, to apologize for the use of a song called Doom by Cuckoo Chloe.
Are we going to have to apologize for the pronunciation of it?
Whoops.
You just call him Coco what?
Glenn Chloe, Coco? Doom by Cuckoo. I don't know.
You go Chloe. Glenn Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Anyway, so
okay, yeah, but we're gonna get canceled.
I know.
All right, go.
The song includes a narration of the Hadith, which is sayings and actions of the Prophet Muhammad, the Muslim Prophet Muhammad, and it's sacred text. So people thought, you know, people are giving a little bit of backlash because they thought it was like insensitive of them to include a song that had that and to include that as part of the show. But, you know, Rihanna came out and apologized and said, you know, it was an honest mistake and she would have never like done that purposely. And everything like that. So that's where that is. And some people were trying to be all like, well, it's not like Rihanna chose this music. Paris, who choreographs the show, chose it. So we should blame her, which I think that's like petty to try to get into the like, who should we blame or like whatever. But I mean, like the apology is out there. So
good for Rihanna. Takes responsibility. It's her name.
Exactly.
Someone else that like would be, they would be so petty to just throw someone else under the bus and not take any blame. It's not even that big of a deal. Just nip in the bud like she did. Anyways, what else we got?
Some sad news. Chrissy Teigen and obviously her husband, John Legend, lost their baby to miscarriage during their pregnancy this past week. And honestly, she has handled it in a way different way than pretty much anybody has ever handled that kind of news, because she's such a public figure. But I even think about people like Beyonce or other big time celebs who haven't always done or spoke up about it until, you know, way after the fact or things like that. But she like fully tweeted about it, shared photos and like explained the whole situation, et cetera, which I think is great for the stigma around people processing that kind of grief or people going through that kind of thing, or like even different infertility issues, stuff like that. It just really, it's really awful and sad. But it is, I think, you know, Chrissy Teigen is kind of the perfect person to humanize something like that, or to make it, you know, to show that this is a real issue that affects a lot of people. So, you know, my heart and my thoughts out to her and her family, during this time.
Yeah. That's horrible. I can't even imagine anything like that. So, and have to do it publicly, you know, so publicly. Mm-hmm. What else we got? What else going on in the world?
Well, as I sort of teased at earlier, Trump was diagnosed, him and Melania have been diagnosed with COVID-19. And so as like now, like half the world.
I swear I didn't mean to hit that gay one, but.
This is the episode we get canceled.
I didn't mean to do that.
Like several different groups of people, because like we'll get like the people who are like more like whatever, being like, how come you like mispronounce someone's name? And then we'll get like the conservatives being like, how come you use this? But don't worry, guys. Don't cancel us. But
can't Trump cancel something COVID. That's not cancelable. But yeah, no, I didn't mean to push those sound effects. I was just clicking around. But he had COVID. Yeah,
he has it. He has it.
Well, I guess, yeah, he has it. Saturday Night Live definitely poked fun at him this weekend. I was watching that, who they also had Megan Thee Stallion on there to perform, but yeah, it's a weird thing. Like you don't want to sit here and celebrate anybody having a disease, but it's just like one of those things where, you know, I don't know. It's just, this is like 2020, you know?
I know. And it just feels like, I mean, for me personally, it feels kind of karmic, because, and then now a bunch of like the people, so people think it might've spread the day that they had, I think in the Rose Garden or something, they had the nomination for Amy Coney Barrett. Mm-hmm. And so they had a whole bunch of people there, and there's been a bunch of people who were like in the front row and with him that have also contracted the disease, including actually Kellyanne Conway, who her whole journey with it, which it's kind of funny because I'm in and out of the TikToks, and her daughter Claudia Conway is very well known on TikTok for being, you know, very outspoken about how much she's against Trump and everything like that. And she actually kind of like called her mom getting COVID. And then like, it's been this whole thing where like, she's pretty much like driving some of the news, because like, she's like reporting from the inside in some sort of way to be like, no, like, there's like, I know that Trump isn't doing well. I know that this isn't, like, my mom has COVID, like this or that. So it's like,
this is ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's crazy that like the power that a 15-year-old girl has right now.
We were
on
talking
TikTok.
About TikTok earlier, the power of TikTok. So, and it's a real deal. I've been researching it all day. Because like, I just feel like TikTok is like taking control of so many different aspects of our life without even like knowing. You know, it's like the news. It's like the music. It's influence. Anything else with the president getting COVID? Are they doing? Is it debate tonight, or is the vice presidential debate?
So as we're recording this, the vice president debate will probably start in like an hour, I think.
So all that stuff affects the way they're gonna do the debate tonight, right?
Yes. So like they're gonna have like plexiglass screens and everything. between Kamala and Mike Pence. And I think they've like really just upped the precautions. So Joe Biden did test negative. You know, they made sure he got tested and everything after Trump had it. Who's to say what the rest of the debates will look like? You know, Trump got to go to a hospital and get a bunch of treatment that nobody else has access to. And, you know, is all amped up on different, you know, steroids and things like that right now for his treatments, and tweeted saying how no one should be afraid of COVID and how he's feeling better than he ever has in, you know, in 20 years, which is just really, truly like so tone deaf and everything, you know, knowing that, you know, over 200,000 people in our nation have died from it. And also knowing that he has so much more access to medical attention than anybody else in the entire nation. So yeah, that's, you know, that's where I sit with that one. But yeah.
And some music news, what do we got?
Well, unfortunately, sad news again. Eddie Van Halen died of cancer this past week. You know, he is one of the co-founders of Van Halen, hence, you know, the name.
And he passed away at 69, which is not that old, like, you know.
Yeah, no.
So, well, that's sad. Rest in peace. Speaking of 69.
Speaking of.
See what I did that?
I see what you
see
did.
What I did that? Speaking of 69, I guess Tekashi 69 was hospitalized after an overdose.
So I'm calling what he did probation cocaine, because what he did is he combined a bunch of caffeine and then kind of like had too many hydroxycut diet pills and then started to like have a really bad reaction and had to go to the hospital because his heart and everything was like going too fast and like stuff was like not looking well. But like, and he's on probation right now, so it's not like he can do drugs, you know, the hard stuff.
So this is what's happening. He's trying to do, he's doing caffeine.
Yeah, he said that, you know, he wasn't really, he was just like drank a lot of coffee and then took some hydroxycut because he's been trying to lose weight from the weight that he gained in prison. So
how do you gain weight in prison?
That's what I'm saying.
You usually come out of prison like cut and like ripped.
Exactly. Like, what were you doing, 6ix9ine?
I bet you he's like, he's probably like feeling like super depressed these days. Like, you know, all like his tactics and all that, kind of like his album flopped. You know, he's fat. You know.
You know, he's fat.
You know, he's fat. He's a rat. Just all the things adding up.
Fat rat.
Like, that's a great title. He's fat and he's a rat. Well, speaking of the campaign earlier, you said your girl right here wrote Joe Biden's campaign song.
Yes. So it is well known. Actually, my main friend group from college, we just changed our group chat name to JoJo Simp Nation because we all love JoJo so much. Mm-hmm. And so she has written the official campaign anthem for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and it's called The Change, which, you know,
it's corny.
I mean, all campaign stuff is corny. There's no way to not be. You
but
know?
Like, what else would you call it?
I don't know. The same? Like, what would you call it?
Oh my God. Not the same. Anyways, The Change. I want it to be like this. Like, is it like Trump, get out, leave right now? Anyways,
I wish it would be. It's not, but that would be amazing.
I tried. Anywho, what else we got?
Well, actually, you brought this up to me because we talked about this before the show.
Oh, you added this? Okay, there's Hugh Jackman gay rumors. I don't know where they come from.
I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know what tabloids are saying that he's gay or whatever, but his wife, you know, is out here being like, this is ridiculous. And one of her quotes is, it would be like if you went to Elton John and you said, yeah, he's straight.
Okay, I feel like that's a little much, you know?
I'm like, really? I'm like, what? I just, for me personally, I didn't think in 2020 we were still using, like, gay as, like, an insult. Like, I just didn't know. Like, I get how, like, rumors about your sexuality, which is a deeply personal thing, and, like, can you, you know, can change and evolve and do whatever, could be annoying, frustrating, and potentially violating. But
well, I think it's more of like, I mean, as a guy, it's just like, it's this weird thing of like, you don't want to be like, it's like, you don't care. Like, it's kind of like a position that you're in where it's like, you're not gay, but like, you also don't want to seem like too, like against being like not gay. Like, you're like, I don't, it's like, I'm not taking offense that you think I'm gay. It's just like, I'm not. That's like the annoying part. And especially if you're like married, it's like gotta be even more annoying. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know? And he's like one of like, what? Like, he's been like voted probably one of the most like attractive, sexiest
people.
Yeah.
I think he's been like the, you know, world's sexiest man a year or so.
Right.
He's been
so it's like, you know, it's not like he wants to be put in the light of all that stuff. It's just kind of like the movies he's chosen to do puts him in the light of that type of, I forgot what it was that people were saying why he was gay, but
like Greatest Showman.
I don't know. I guess maybe. That could be.
But like, my thing
that's
is like
actually
also
a
like
point towards the gay. I feel like.
But like my thing is like, why I think that it just comes to like a larger issue of like toxic masculinity, that like people are like, oh, like he doesn't want to seem too gay, or like he doesn't because like he takes like some singing roles, like blah, like, ooh, he must be gay. Like,
I don't know. I think it's also like the combination of like people just like their look on Hollywood. You know, yeah. It's just like right now, it's just one of those things where it's like, is everyone in Hollywood just like gay or into just like sex all the time? Is everyone obsessed with just sex? Are we all just sex obsessed?
I mean, I feel like quarantine has really ruined us. Like, I mean, we're all like, man.
Yeah, I know. Just back to the basics.
Back to the basics.
Yeah, well, what else we got for some quick hits?
So, your new man's David Dobrik.
Okay.
He, you know, he's done this thing, like, he had, like, an Instagram or whatever where it'd be, like, David's disposables, and he would take photos on disposable cameras and stuff like that. And so he and, I guess, somebody else brought this idea up to make, like, a whole social platform that kind of acted like that. So instead of where you would pretty much, in the moment, you'd be taking a photo on your phone and it, you know, develop like a disposable camera photo, but it immediately be posted to like a social network. So instead of like, you know, uploading or waiting to like put a filter on it or stuff like that, it's going to be kind of more of a purist kind of form of.
That sounds dumb.
So, I mean, I think it just sounds like a mixture of apps that already exist. It sounds kind of like Visco. It sounds kind of like the features of Hooji. It sounds like it just, and it sounds like, you know,
people are like, oh, I got like I got this great idea for an invention. And then you're like, that's already a thing. Like, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like that, but you know, it's got the cult following of David Dobrik. And also now, it's been invested by, Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian, also, you know, husband to, Serena Williams. And, because he just resigned from the board of Reddit recently. So he's looking to invest. So he invested some money in it. So it looks like they're moving forward with setting it up. But I'm just interested. I'm like, will this pull people from Instagram? What will this do?
I'm a huge fan of David Dobrik. So, and I know that there's people even like 100 times crazier for David Dobrik than me that will just do
way more. Yeah.
Anything that he like, you know, wants to do. But I don't know, like, I feel like right now David Dobrik is capitalizing on his popularity. He stopped doing his most popular vlogs on YouTube and now just capitalizing on his fame by you know, posting TV shows, putting out, I think he just put out a new cologne called, or a new perfume, it's called David's Perfume.
Yeah, David's Perfume.
So this guy's making moves, money moves. This guy's rich as hell.
I know people are like, people have been commenting on like their his TikToks and stuff being all like, oh, is his next vlog going to be like 40 minutes? Because like people are missing the vlogs. Like people want the vlogs back.
I don't
back,
think they're going to come back.
I know. I know.
I think the vlogs are for like the vlog squad now. He's on to bigger and better things. Good for him. All right. Well, also because like I feel like the vlogs kind of hurt his brand now. You know, he's doing things that like, you know, his vlog is like talking to porn stars or doing all this crazy stuff, like, you know, in his vlogs. So it's like now he's doing like dodgeball shows and, you know, kids things. So it's like he has to kind of probably clean up his act a little bit. But what made you go yikes this week, V?
So there's been multiple videos, footage, whatever, of the VP of men's footwear and things like in sneakers of Versace, Saleh Bembury. He was approached and pretty much profiled by Beverly Hills police when he was leaving a Versace store buying some of his own product. And it pretty much was like, you know, them asking to see ID, them asking to do all this stuff. Like,
why?
Them, because he's a black man.
Okay.
And he was leaving a Versace store. And he, like, was dressed. I mean, he was, like, dressed, like, very street style. But it's just pure profiling.
Beverly
that
Hills.
Pretty, which was, like, they were, like, oh, can we, you know, can we see, like, your ID? Can we see, like, what's in the bag? Can we see what's going on? And he was, like, really? Like, and they said that he was committing a pedestrian violation. I.e., I'm guessing he was jaywalking, and he admitted to that, and whatever. And they searched him, and they were like, they didn't do any sort of like citation or anything. But it was just truly like he like kept saying in the video how he was like kind of freaked out and scared because like he's like, I didn't do like, did I do anything wrong or whatever? And they like wouldn't let him reach into his pockets to like pull out his phone or pull out his wallet or whatever. And he's like, okay, well, you want to see like my ID? Like, what do you want me to do? But Donatella Versace took to her, Instagram to support him and obviously say how appalled she was that he was treated that way. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That jaywalking rule really pisses me off a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like people jaywalk all the time, but it's just an excuse for cops to, like, be able to catch you on a technicality and have their
way
with you.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they would have? I'm sure there's plenty of, like, white bitches
like,
that walk out of
that. Yeah, like, as it's happening, people are jaywalking back and forth, like, while this, like, black guy is being embarrassed in Beverly Hills. Like, you know? So.
And like, literally buying shoes from, like, he is the vice president. And designer and stuff of
yeah, essentially, like, instead, he's not like at a store buying shoes, he's just like depositing money and withdrawing money
literally
at his bank.
Yeah,
so yeah, I mean,
but because he's a black man that doesn't look rich, you
well,
know.
I mean, like, I didn't see the video, but do you think the cops were out of line, or were they being respectful, or were they being disrespectful, or what?
I mean, they weren't like overly aggressive or anything like that, but it definitely was like, you know, it was definitely profiling because like he was trying to ask questions of like, okay, well, why are you, why do you need to see this? Why do you need to see, like, if it's just jaywalking, why do they need to search his bag?
That's true. Yikes. Well, why don't we get into our mini main topic this week? Our mini main topic revolves around, you know, You ever like get around like your friends that just like started dating and like, you know, you hung out with them like this may be your third time being around them as a couple. And all of a sudden it's like, babe, this baby, babe, boo.
Yeah.
Bae. You know what I'm saying? All those. When does that all start?
Them.
When do you feel comfortable doing it? Does it just like come out like one day? Like, is it just a thing, like an affection thing where, you know, you're just like maybe just like been cuddling and you're like, can you pass me the water, babe? It just comes out. And then from then on, it's just like the floodgates open. It's just like, babe. I don't know. Yeah. Where does it start, V? Whose baby are you?
Okay. I'm someone who says, like, to my friends or to, like, even, like, new friends or to whoever, like, I've always been someone who, like, says, like, babe or, like, a BB or a hun or doll. My new thing is I say doll a lot. I'll be like, okay,
I say
doll.
Boo or, like, I always be like, yo, what's up, boo?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I feel like when I'm, like, trying to think of, like, my last relationship, I feel like we were big. We use baby a lot. And I'm trying to think, like, when it was probably, like, after, like, we realized that we were, like, exclusive, maybe, that, like, we started, like, saying it a lot.
I feel like the babe comes before the exclusivity part, though. Sometimes,
but I felt like we were
babe
I was
is
saying,
like is like the breadcrumbs to exclusivity.
Yeah, I feel like I was saying babe, but then like I moved to saying baby more when like we were like more exclusive, because I feel like that feels a little bit. I feel like the babe to baby switch is like, even if like, I feel like that's even more like babe for me isn't as intimate as baby. Like I'm not calling everyone baby, like nor am I letting anyone call me baby, not just anybody.
Okay, baby. Okay, baby. All
right. See, exactly. Like, that makes me feel weird.
No one calls baby my baby. But I think, yeah, you know, when someone calls you baby, but, like, when does it replace your name? Like, babe. Babe. Babe, dinner's ready.
I think it's funny because I've seen a lot of TikToks where it's, like, showing people in relationships in, like, they it's, like, the trend where they – call their significant other by their first name. Mm-hmm. And most of them, like, their significant other gets, like, kind of weirded out. And they're like, did I do something wrong?
Yeah, I saw like, that. They're like, Jonathan. And he just, like, is eating. He's like, hey, why are you calling me Jonathan?
Yeah, like, what did I do? Did I leave the toilet seat? I'm like, whatever.
What did I do? Tell me. But I think I saw this TikTok the other day that was really funny, actually. Let me know if like what you think about it. But did you see the one where the guy and his girlfriend are sitting in the front seat of a car, and then his friend is sitting in the back seat? And he goes, "All right, yo, we're gonna play Call of Duty later on around 8." He's like, "Yeah, around 8. That's perfect." All right, man. He's like dropping him off. His friend. He's like, "All right, babe. I'll talk to you later." And he gives him a 5 and kisses him on the cheek. But like he called him babe and then walked out of the car. And his girlfriend's like, "What just happened?" And he's all like, "What?" And he's like, "He just kissed you on the cheek." He's like, "Yeah, that's my boy." He's like,
"That's my babe.
It's your boy. He just called you babe." He's like, "I call you babe." He's like, "Yeah, that's my boy." He's like, "No, I call you babe. What's going on here?" He's like, "What?" Like, it's just funny to see like the reactions of like, you know, like just the simple thing of your best friend calling you babe. Like, you know, what is the babe thing? Like, you know, like what is the ownership feeling over a person by calling them babe?
I feel like, it's very much so, like, tied to, like, just some sort of, like, intimacy kind of thing. Just, like, I feel like even, like, with people that I'm, like, maybe dating or talking to, like, if they start calling me by, like, V or something, or, like, some sort of, like, a nickname of mine, then, like, I know that we're obviously, like, a little bit closer. I feel like I've actually, you know, been on like a few dates with somebody and they already like started calling me V, and I was like, okay, like seems kind of quick, but like also at the same
time,
I
don't
like,
think about names like that. Like my name, like I know you're so particular about these like nicknames for yourself, but like, I don't think I would ever like, I don't care what people call me, whether it's like Sai, Shashi, Shush, whatever you would call me, it's fine. The second you start calling me babe, though, like that's when I'm like I hear it. Like it's not a big deal or anything. Like I don't mind being someone's babe or boo or babe, you know. But it's just like I it's just like I don't know. Like it can be one of those instances where like is it moving too fast?
I don't know.
Is that moving too fast?
It could be, but I feel like it shows like a lot of like comfort, and I feel like it also shows like that, you know, you guys are like a whole, I don't know, like I feel like I equate babe and baby, like baby seems very much so like somebody's taking care of you kind of thing, or like you're taking care of them. That seems very much so like a closer part of the relationship.
I like boo because boo is like one that like I feel like was like the 2000s or something like that, you know,
yeah.
A nickname where it's just kind of cute and not like something you actually call somebody now, unless you're like trying, like, what's up, boo? Like, hey, boo, yeah. You know, hey, boo, boo. I don't know.
Yeah, boo, boo. I feel like, yeah, I say boo, boo. I don't know. It's so weird because like, I feel like I have different, much like our messaging hierarchy. I feel like I have different hierarchies. Like if I'm trying to, if I like am friendly with somebody, and like maybe a slight flirty, I might do BB. If like I'm kind of flirty with somebody, maybe a little bit above it, I might call them doll. Not like because doll is like kind of my thing. I only like I refer to like some people like that, but that could also be a lower level. Babe, I call literally anybody babe. Babe means like kind of nothing to me. I'll call like my significant other babe, but I'll call like a friend babe. I'll be like, okay, babe. But
I will tell you what, if you like a girl and she calls you baby, you're like, oh!
That's like the fucking golden ticket, dude. Oh my like God. If a girl calls a guy baby, like they're in it. Like they are feeling a thing or two.
Yeah, the guy feels a thing or two for sure. yeah, I'm just like thinking of all the times someone called me baby. I'm just like, yeah, like I'm someone's baby. Like, you know, like I'm their baby. Like. I don't know what to explain.
BB is more sexually charged or sensual in some ways. Like, I feel like it's lovey-dovey, but also can be, like, kind of, like, ooh, baby. Like, it's just kind of, like, it has more of that connotation
to it. So what's the difference between that and, like older people? They're like, honey, darling. Like, my mom's all like, darling.
I feel like darling and, like, sweetie. Like, sweetie. Sweetie sounds condescending.
Sweetheart. Darling, honey.
Sweetheart sounds like very much more like traditional romantic. Like sweetheart and honey and darling feels more traditional romantic, where I feel
I
like
I wish I could call someone darling and it wouldn't feel like corny. I'm like, hey darling. Well, I guess I could do like the darling. What's up, darling?
Darling used to be I feel like I cycle through like these kinds of like pet namey words to focus on and use around people that like are that I'm close with, or maybe that I'm even trying to flirt with or whatever. Like darling used to be one of them. And then I think I did kind of say baby for like a summer to like just friends. And then I switched that to babe. And then now doll is really my main one that I use like a lot. I'll be like, okay, doll, or like whatever, which I don't know if that's like the Kardashian effect or what that is. But I just feel,
you know, what's
like
sad is when you can't call him your baby anymore.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They're not.
When I also
baby.
Think of like, so like I thought sweetheart made me think of like pumpkin, and like that's like what my dad calls me. Mm-hmm. So like I feel like sometimes that used to be more of a like cute thing to call like your significant other. It'd
what,
be like,
daddy?
Okay, pumpkin. But
daddy.
No, I can't. No.
You ever call someone daddy?
No, I cannot. Cannot. My phone literally, so like in my phone, daddy. My dad is Daddy DeStefano and my mom is Ma DeStefano. So I could never call anyone daddy. That's gross. Like that's gross to me. I'm
yeah,
a zaddy.
I don't know. I don't know if they call daddy.
You gotta put the Z there. Zaddy, and Zaddy has a bunch of different like swag to it. Like, I don't know. Daddy makes me feel like I'm a tiny baby child with a bow on. Like, that doesn't feel right to me.
I don't think I've ever been called daddy. I don't know if I can take it seriously. I don't know if I can take it seriously. I'm like, no, I'm not known about his daddy. Like, have you seen the Dr. Phil? He's like, y'all have to stop calling me your daddy. It's a little creepy. He's like, I'm a little, you know, it's nice to know that y'all support me, but I'm not your daddy.
I know, literally though, like that is so true, and especially because like his son is like I think around maybe a little bit older than me, like right around our ages, and like is having a child. So I don't know, it feels weird. I would be weirded out.
I don't know, baby. Well, that was our felt weird calling you that.
Ew.
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 All right. Well, yeah. So I hope someday we're all someone's baby, you know, and just be.
Yeah.
be all babied. Because I love to be babied. I love to be babied.
You really do love to be babied. Like, do you actually... Well, now I actually have a question for you. Like, because you've been, with your music and everything, you've been going, you have not, like, reclaimed, but, like, you used to very much so be, like, Psy Money, but with your music and everything, you've kind of, like, rebranded under your government name, Shashi, which, like, used to, like, not a lot of people called you that. You used to make fun of me because I said that to you a couple of times. But, like, when it comes to you with dating, like, do you have a preference, like, or do you, like, kind of, like, want them to call you either or like, does it matter?
I'm actually, it's funny, like, that you bring that up, because I've been thinking about it lately, how often I actually use someone's name when I'm actually dating them. It's like, really, you don't use someone's name that much. I'm not the type of person.
Yeah, those TikToks kind of aren't wrong. I guess you're not, like, really, like, not like, hey...
Yeah, whatever. I mean, when it comes to, like, you know, someone I'm kind of seeing right now, like, they prefer me to call them. They feel like when I say their name, like, one way, it kind of sounds like I'm, like reprimanding or something. Like, it sounds like, and I don't like that about saying people's names. Like, I have a friend that, like, his girl will always be, like, you know, Roger, like, just to, like, I don't know, add a little emphasis onto, like, something you're saying. It's like, it's like, there's so many unnecessary things you just do in conversations when you're just trying to fight, that, like, saying someone's name. But when it comes to me, I don't have, you know, I don't have a preference on what people call me. I do say that if someone calls me by my government name, it's like they're really trying to, like, go a little further with me. Mm-hmm. It's easy to call me Psy, you know?
Obviously, yeah.
I mean, it's just as easy to call me Shashi, but, you know, when everyone else is calling me Psy, when I have it on my social media as this and that, like, what do you do? Like, do you train yourself to call me that? That does take a little bit more effort, I feel like. And I feel like the people closest to me, like my sister and my mom, call me Shashi, like, you know, my siblings. Yeah. And, you know, anybody that kind of knows me before 15 calls me that. But, I don't know. It's not like I prefer one way or another. It's a weird thing. I've gotten used to my name for like half my life, and it's kind of weird to hear my real name sometimes now. So, but it does make my ears perk up when someone makes the effort to call me my name, because I don't hear it that often. So, it's an interesting one for me. I don't have a preference either way, though. But you can
interesting. Yeah. I dated a guy in college who he was a 1L. He was his first year in law school, and I was a senior, and he. Always his dad's name was John and his name was John, and, like, you know, their middle names I think were different, so they weren't like first, second, they were juniors and whatever. But so for most of his life he went by Connor because that's his middle name. But then he was going to law school and he was trying to decide if he wanted to go by John Connor or what he wanted to go by for, like, being a lawyer and stuff. And, like, when I was dating him, because I think we matched on, like, a dating app or whatever, and I think it said Connor on there, but then, like, he sort of, like, in other places it said John or, like, whatever. And I would ask him, like, what do you want to be referred to? And he told me he didn't care. And it drove me crazy. It drove me nuts. Because I was like, well, what do you, like, I'm like, what do you, because those are two different, like, for you, Psy and Shashi are, like, not the same, but it's, like, derived from the same thing. John and Connor, completely different names, completely different vibes, honestly. And I remember, I think in my phone to this day, he still is he's like 7 question marks and then his last name, because he couldn't give me a definite answer.
I've had people ask me, like, which one do you prefer? Like, I want to call you what? I'm like, well, if you want to call me by, then call me by Shashi. And I do know that, like, you know, the people that actually, like, the girls that really been into me or, like, are trying to connect with me are going to call me Shashi. Like, you know, it's just something I noticed. Like, the ones that really, like, you know, even if it's like a text, like, good night, Shashi, like, you know, saying that to me, it's like, I feel like you're going an extra step to be, like, deeper with me and stuff. It just is what it is. So, I think if you're using my actual name, I think you're, like, really trying to, like, get to know like the original Shashi, you know? So it's kind
the
of
OG,
the OG, yeah. You know? So, all right, well, that was a cool conversation. Do we have any updates when it comes to Bachelor? You know, we're about less than a week out from the new season of Bachelorette. So we're going to be having a bunch of content there, but, what else we got?
I know I'm excited for that, but actually today the cast list for Matt James season dropped.
Oh shit! I didn't see that.
Includes like 40 some. I don't. Yeah, 43 women. What? So we know based on how the show works that this is the potentials. So, and even based on like what happened with Claire's season, there's probably going to be like, you know, 10 to 15 of those who
get COVID.
Or just peeled out of the process before it even starts to air. Like they're just, you know, they're all potentials. Like that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
But so they're going to be filming, as I said, in Pennsylvania in a bubble situation. The photos of them, they seem to be a very, very diverse cast. Like a lot of, you know, Latinx women, a lot of Black women, a lot of like Asian women.
We knew this was going to come. We knew it was going to be a very diverse cast.
I mean, of course. And there's also a couple from different areas. Like, I think there's one girl from Puerto Rico. There's one girl from, I think, like, Brazil or something.
These girls are going to be beautiful. I can't wait for this season.
I know. They're all really pretty. I think the youngest one is 21. Matt James is 28. And so, like, some of the older ones, you know, are like, 31. but... they all seem interesting. Supposedly one of them is a big TikToker. I haven't figured out who yet because two of the main girls that I follow on TikTok that tried out for it did not make it. So it's going to be interesting with that added element to the social media sphere and how big that is to how the season's going to look, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I think there's going to be a lot of drama coming out of the Bachelorette season coming up too. So I'm looking forward to it. Should we do a live watch?
We could do a live watch, especially I think for Claire's season, it's going to be the most dramatic season yet. So yeah,
that's for sure. Well, cool, cool. Well, why don't we get into our slapper of the week? This week, you know, there was a couple songs, you know, and new music that I was like really into. Drake had a couple features and this is one of them. You know, this one's got a vibe like I feel like this reminds me of Black, that one song he has with J. Cole. But, you know, this is his version of it. Bryson Tiller featuring Drake. And it's called Out of Time. And you know how I feel about time. So,
indeed I do. Indeed our whole audience does.
Exactly. it's just a really smooth song. Drake sings on it. And it's this weird, like, break in the middle where, like, the song stops and then it starts back up. And it's like a part two with Bryson Tiller. So without further ado, let's just get into our slapper of the week, Out of Time by Bryson Tiller featuring Drake. Let's go.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper.
When we made a mountain to be how we thought they were. Lately, I'm not sure. One thing for sure is when we're together, we're toxic as ever. Make no mistake, all the roads lead to we shouldn't be together. I don't know why still playing to your palm, even though I know what you want. Been twisted of you so long. Oh, cause it's complicated, far from simple. Always find a way to dodge these issues. Can't seem to shake it, not for nothing. The problem is we're not discussing all that screaming, yelling's not becoming to you. Things just can't be fixed, we're out of time. Oh,
No, no, you know not anymore. No, I can't wait till we find a way. The Broadway seems like a day. The dark day seems like you're mad at the small things I have. And it seems like you're playing in the hard way. We can fight through the night all day. I still don't know why. Still playing to your phone, even though I know you aren't. I've been tasting on you for so long, girl. Yeah. Got me twisted, I could only wait for so long, for so long, girl. Waiting so long, but we got no time.
Slapper of the week, out of time. Bryson Tiller featuring Drake. It's a smooth one.
It is smooth. Well, because so Drake had his feature on 21 Savage's album, which I actually 21 Savage's album is like kind of like a don't give a fuck kind of album
People say
vibe,
it's
and
like
it's
the
just
album
it's,
of the year right now.
It's great and
Metro Boomin
on that, but it's so funny because like. Drake's vibe on that album versus vibe on this, which came out on the same day, are like the two different sides of Drake, and I think it really shows, you know, how
Drake I think is best when he's able to show both sides. So I mean, he's prepping for
what a good week for him then.
Right. I mean, he's got getting his features out. He's prepping for his album drop himself, which is probably coming either late this year or early next year. So, well, do you have any shout outs?
Yeah, I had some past birthday shout out. So my friend Jake, my friend Amanda, and then a belated birthday shout out to our friend Katie. And then I wanted to shout out our girl Alma and my good friend Doctora Nicole, as I like to call her. They're doing an awesome little live on being Afro Latina or Afro Latino. They work for this company that Dr. Nicole founded. It's called Movement Consulting, and they do a lot of like stuff about diversity in workplaces and things like that. So that'll be interesting to check it out. Check them out at Move Boldly is the Instagram for that. And then I wanted to shout out my friend Rose Vic for her performance with a band that is taking her on as a singer. So.
I just want to give a quick early birthday shout out to my sister. Her birthday is next Tuesday on premiere night of The Bachelorette. So I love you. Happy birthday.
Yay. Happy birthday, Pama.
Yep. All right. Well, that was our show. Do you have any fun plans going into this weekend? I feel like I like our weekends, though. Like, I've been seeing a lot more of you. Like, we've been hanging out a lot more. I feel like it's been nice. It's nice, you know, to get out of this house sometimes.
Indeed.
I mean, I've gotten real used to being a, you know, homebody. But.
I don't know. I have therapy.
Got back from.
I've got a Zoom call with my hometown friends on Friday.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Well, maybe we can do something fun outside of that. Well, guys, you know, we're prepping for if you got any like good Halloween costumes for your
Please,
boy,
I need a Halloween costume. I don't know what I'm going to be.
Let us know. We'll be in Savannah together. So I might try to shoot a music video while we're all dressed up or something that weekend. Might be fun. But, you know, so make sure you're dressed to the nines, V, in whatever costume you plan on doing.
I don't
doing.
Know what costume I'm going to do now.
I don't know. All right. Well, all right, guys. You know. Oh, also, don't we have Happy Indigenous People Day coming up on the 12th,
we
right?
Do. Yeah. We do. Fuck Christopher Columbus. Yep. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, so, you know, with all that being said, guys, we love you. We hope you're making it by. You always got us here, you know. And if you're ever feeling down, just play that Fleetwood Mac Dream song and things just
seem it really to is around. A vibe. It's just it's a classic a vibe.
All right, guys. We love you. This has been Future Bachelor. We'll see you next week, all right? My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And you know what it is. Deuces.